For that same half century, environmentalists have been warning of limits to growth. The new circular economy movement is different. It's a collection of strategies, some old, such as reducing, reusing and recycling, and some new, such as renting rather than owning things, that together are meant to reshape the global economy to eliminate waste. The circular economy doesn't aim to end growth. It aims to bend how we do things back into harmony with nature, so that growth can continue. Prosperity in a world of finite resources, as European Environment Commissioner Janez Potocnik once put it, in the foreword to an Ellen MacArthur Foundation report. It said the circular economy could save European businesses up to $630 billion a year. The idea is catching on, particularly in Europe. That small, crowded, rich but resource-poor continent. The European Union is investing billions in the strategy. The Netherlands has pledged to go fully circular by 2050. Amsterdam, Paris and London all have plans. It must happen, said Wayne Hubbard, head of the London Waste and Recycling Board, when I asked whether the circular economy could happen. One man who definitely thinks it could happen, and whose work has proved revelatory to many others, is American architect William McDonough. With German chemist Michael Brungardt, he wrote the visionary 2002 book Cradle to Cradle, which argues that products and economic processes could be designed such that all waste becomes fodder for something else. Before setting off to Europe, I made a pilgrimage to McDonough's office in Charlottesville, Virginia. Our conversation ricocheted from his childhood in Tokyo through Plato, Aristotle and Buckminster Fuller to some new compostable blue jeans he was excited about, before I finally managed to ask him the nagging question. Is all this talk of an end to waste just pie in the sky? It's absolutely pie in the sky, no question about it, McDonough says. You need pies in the sky to help us go forward. Because remember what Leibniz said,